Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyle. How can I help you?
I have a charge on my account, and it has your name on it. I want to find out what that charge is for.
Okay. What's your zip code, sir?
11710.
11710.
That's correct.
What's your name, sir?
Ernest Baja, Baya.
One moment. There you are. He said Baya.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your address, Mr. Ernest, please?
2508 Beltog Avenue in Belmore, New York, 11710.
Okay, sir. I see you paid $7.45 for a neck massager on November the 23rd, correct?
Neck, yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. After bed being stated after 40 hours at the time of contingent state, you will be billed $49.97. Later,
that
at the
was supposed to be a free, all I had to do was pay for the postage.
Yes, sir. Did you read the terms and conditions, sir?
Oh, this is a scam, then.
No, sir, it's not a scam. You did the survey online. You sort of read the terms and conditions, sir.
Oh, my God. That is such a waste. Can I return this?
No, sir. Once you have the product, sir, we cannot return. I'll take back the product because you paid shipping and handling for it. It was your gift to Keith, sir.
Gift?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't sound like a gift to me if I have to pay for it.
Yes, sir. I do understand what you're stating.
Well, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing any more of these surveys anymore. This is all a scam. All right, bye.